Representatives from journalist unions and charity organizations and dozens of citizens have gathered outside the embassy of Saudi Arabia in central Rome to protest against the Italian Football League's decision to hold the Super Cup final between Juventus and AC Milan in the Saudi city of Jeddah. Human rights and issues including the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and the Saudi consulate in Turkey's Istanbul last October have overshadowed the build-up to the match, which will be shown by Italy's public service broadcaster Rai on Wednesday afternoon.
Sports are used to buff and improve the image of questionable countries such as Saudi Arabia with the aim of casting them in a more favorable light. Our government must intervene.
Holding the match in Jeddah was the wrong choice. We say no to swapping human rights for money. It's all about that, money. Italy has missed a great opportunity today.
The Italian Serie A National League and the Saudi General Sports Authority have signed a multi-million euros three-year deal, according to which the Italian Super Cup final is to be played in Saudi Arabia up to 2021.
Protesters at the sit-in also cried out Italy must stop its ongoing arms exports to Saudi Arabia in the light of Riyadh's bloody involvement in the conflict in Yemen. A few weeks ago, Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte had said his government is in favor of halting arms sales to the Saudi autarchy.
Però dobbiamo ringraziare questa partita.
Ironically, the Jeddah match is giving much exposure to our cause. It's time to shut down the factory in the Sardinia region that manufactures the same bombs which have been used by Saudi Arabia in its military aggression against Yemen, killing children and civilians.
Condemnation against the decision to play the Italian Super Cup final in Jeddah has not been universal. The president of the Italian Olympic Association, Giovanni Malagò, and some journalists have said that if Italy and the Italian Football League have decided to take Riyadh's money, they also have to take what comes with it. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.